Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Before today's bonus episode, I wanted to tell you that we've been hearing from so many of you about how excited you are for season 5, and I don't think you'll be surprised to hear that we're excited too. We have so many new stories and songs to share with you, as well as brand new adventures from our journey to the center of the earth. And for reals, I want to thank each and every one of you for being so patient while you wait for season 5. We're working with our partners to bring the show back as soon as humanly possible because we really, really miss you. So thanks for being patient, and I promise we'll have something exciting to announce soon. All right, so on with the show after this quick word for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow, this egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Story Pirates
Decodes,
a very special bonus episode celebrating our favorite and weirdest stories from the Story Pirates archives. These are stories that I love for a bunch of different reasons, but sometimes I love them because of the performances from the actors, or maybe I love it because of the sound effects, or sometimes I just love what the story is about, or that it surprises me. But mostly, I chose stories for today's episode because they're weird. We always tell kids that when you write a story, you have permission to get weird. And the authors of these stories definitely got a little weird. So today's Deep Cuts episode is all about dragons. We get a lot of stories about dragons here at the Story Pirates, but the ones I'm going to play for you today are maybe not the most famous of our dragon stories, and that's kind of why I like them. First up is a story that first appeared on a bonus episode we did about a year and a half ago, and it's based on one of my favorite story sparks we've ever done. We asked kids to write us a story about what happens when a pet is left alone at home. And the author, Otis, made an incredible creative decision and decided that the pet in his story wouldn't be a dog or a cat or a hamster or a fish, but actually a dragon. I love an unexpected choice. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Otis. I'm 4 years old and I'm from Maine. This is my story, The Night's Pet Dragon.
Oh, good
Peasants, come hither, for I, brave Sir Knight, your humble lord and vassal, shall soon set forth on a great journey. But before I take my leave, let us check double my list of to-dos. Hath the castle lights been extinguished?
Yes, sire.
And what of the garage door?
Closed, my liege.
Ah, by your good cheer, my worries have been allayed. I go now, unless there is any task that hath from my mind slipped.
My liege, there is but one.
Yes? Speak now!
Well, Sir Knight, it is in regards to your, well, pet dragon.
Did someone say dragon? Oh. That's me! What? Are we going for a walk? Oh boy, oh boy. Are we going to play fetch? I love fetch. I promise I won't accidentally burn down that village again. Oh, hey, where's everyone going? Peasants, who wants to play?
Dragon, do calm down.
Sorry, Mr. Knight. I just get so excited.
Listen close, dragon. Before I take my leave, I need thee to pay heed as I, once again, recite the rules of the keep.
Okay.
Number one. Thou shalt not set anything ablaze.
No fire? Oh boy, starting with the tough ones. Okay.
Number two. Thou shalt not eateth the mailman.
Oh, I was hoping you'd forget that one.
Number three. No dragon friends allowed.
Oh, come on. Why can't I have my friends over?
Because, dragon, your dragon friends are naughty dragons. Now, be good, and when I return, we shall, perhaps, play fetch. Fare thee well!
Ha-ha! Oh, boy, oh, boy, dragon. Don't forget what Mr. Knight said. You gotta follow the rules. What were those rules again?
Mailman.
Oh, boy, the mail is here. Hello, you must be the new mailman.
I sure am. We just can't seem to keep anyone on this route. They all mysteriously disappear.
That's weird.
Yes, it is. Anyway, here's your mail.
Thanks. Well, it was nice to eat you.
Don't you mean nice to meet you?
Nope.
Oh. Ah! Now I'm inside a dragon. I probably should have seen this one coming.
Oh no! I already broke one of the rules! Well, at least I didn't set fire. Gotcha! Well, there goes the mail. That's 2 out of 3 rules broken! Oh boy, dragon, you're off to a rough start. Could this get any worse?
Hey, dragon!
Oh, hey, it's my dragon friends!
We just heard that you were home alone, so we thought we'd stop by to see if you needed any company.
Yeah, company.
Oh, that's real thoughtful of you twos. Hey, wait a second. I'm really not supposed to have any friends over while Mr. Knight is away. I'm trying to be a good dragon.
You want to play fetch?
Do I? Let's go!
Oh, what do you do on a dragon play date? Tell some jokes, play games, and stay up late. Then you fly to fight some knights in a battle, scare the whole town, and maybe eat up some cattle. It's a dragon play date, a dragon play date. Oh boy, that play date was really great.
Oh boy, that was a great song. Thanks, wandering minstrel.
You are most welcome, dragons three, for the song upon my lips. Perchance a copper you could spare. We minstrels live off tips.
Get lost, minstrel.
Whoa, my tights are ablaze. Oh!
Sorry, minstrel.
So, what should we do now?
Hey, look, a playground.
Let's go play on it.
Oh, I don't know. I think we're too big.
You're definitely too big.
Quiet, mailman.
Sorry.
What's the worst that could happen? Let's go.
Father, push me again, for this swing is ever so fun.
Yes, child, it is, and I shall. This fie! Dragons approacheth! Everyone flee! Flee!
Oh, relax. We just want to try out these monkey bars. Oops.
Yeah, and this slide. Whoopsie.
Father, they're tearing down the playground. Whoever shall save us from these naughty dragons?
I shall. shall save you.
Tis brave Sir Knight.
I'm in trouble now.
Naughty dragon friends, be gone, lest I unsheath my wrath upon you.
Whoa, what did that mean?
I don't know, but it sounded scary. Let's get out of here.
Later, dragon.
Wait, my dragon friends, where are you going?
Dragon!
Oh, hey, Mr. Knight. You're back early.
To my rules you've paid no heed. You have both set things ablaze and let those naughty dragons get the best of you. But at least you didn't eat the mailman. That is an improvement.
Neither sleet nor snow nor dragon stomach shall stay this courier.
Dragon!
I'm sorry, Mr. Knight. I just get so distracted sometimes. Please, don't send me away. I don't know what I would do without you. Oh, boy. Please, Mr. Knight, please. You're my only real friend.
Oh, dragon, your soft words hath cooled my wrath. Staying mad at you seems not something I am able to do. Come now, let us rebuild this playground and retrieve that mailman from out thy belly!
Oh, what do you do on a dragon play date? Fix up the playground until it looks great. Then help the mailman get out of your gizzard. Use the knight's magic, turn him into a wizard.
Magic!
Wow, I'm a wizard now.
Oh boy, I don't feel so hot.
Here I come.
I think I'm gonna...
Aha! Stuck the landing. And now that I'm a wizard, I will go back to my life as an ordinary mailman. Goodbye.
Wow, thanks, Mr. Knight.
And thanks to the minstrel for that fine song.
Such praise is more precious than gold, Sir Knight, when it doth come from thee. But a tuppence would help to patch the burns upon my hosiery.
Oh, TMI, minstrel.
Sorry.
A halfpenny for thy troubles.
Woo! The end!
Whoa! That was a deep cut! Alright, let's do another one. So this next dragon story is very special to me. It comes from season 2 of the Story Pirates podcast, and it's called Helen's Pizzeria. And I wonder if you can guess why I, Lee, like this story a lot. Take a listen, and after it's done, I'll tell you why, and you can see if you guessed right. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Grant. I'm 8 years old, and I live in Maryland. And this is my story, Helen's Pizzeria.
Happy birthday, dear Helen. Happy birthday to you.
Time to blow out your 25 candles.
That's right, 25 candles, because today I'm 25 years old. But hey now, what is this strange thing that my candles are on?
Ha ha, Helen, you're so funny. Your candles are clearly on a pizza.
Yeah, but a piece of what, though? What is this cheesy circle thing that they're all on?
Helen, it's a pizza.
Okay, yes, but a piece of what?
Pizza. It's a pizza.
Yes, I know, but a piece of what?
A piece of pizza. It's a pizza.
Yes, I get that it's a piece of something, but what is it a piece of?
A piece of pizza. It's a pizza. This thing is called a pizza.
A piece of pizza what, though? What is this thing a piece of?
Helen! This thing is called a pizza. A pizza is a flat, round Italian dish with tomato sauce and cheese.
Oh, a pizza. Yeah, I've never had that.
What? Helen, you're 25 years old. It's time to give pizza a try.
Okay, fine. I'll give this pizza a taste. Oh my. Oh, dear.
Well, Helen, do you like it?
Like it? No, I do not like it. I absolutely love it!
Wow, Helen, if you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
You know what? I think I will. I love this so much, I'm gonna open my own pizza. Pizza, what is this place called?
A pizzeria.
My own pizzeria. Wait, what's Aria?
Ugh, Helen, honestly, I can't with you.
Then don't. I'm gonna go talk to the wise man to figure out how I can open up my very own pizzeria. To the wise man!
Who comes seeking the advice of the great and powerful wise man?
Hello, O great and powerful wise man. It is me, Helen.
Oh, hi, honey. You know, you can just call me Dad.
Yeah, Dad, I know.
Because I am your dad.
Yes, Dad, I know you're my dad. I need some advice.
Oh, wow, okay, big day asking for my advice. Well, hey, in that case,
what is it you wish to know?
Oh, wise man, I come seeking knowledge.
Now, I'm sorry, are you making fun of me?
What?
Like, are you being sarcastic? I mean, you never call me or ask for my advice, and then you show up out of the blue and you're like, oh, great.
No,
I mean, it's
Dad,
just a little
no.
much.
It's... I am not being sarcastic. There really is something I need to know.
All right. I mean, maybe I'm just being sensitive. What do you want to know?
Oh, great and powerful wise man, I wish to know how to make a pizzeria.
Oh, you just want to know how to make a pizzeria? Well, why didn't you just say so? Well, in that case, I don't know.
What?
Ask your mom.
Seriously? Some help you are. Where's mom right now?
She's in her mom cave.
For what?
Her mom cave. You know, the place where she goes to have some alone time or do crafts.
Okay.
Wow. He wasn't kidding about the cave thing. This is a real cave. Sure is dark in here. Hello? Mom?
Hello?
Aw, man. I guess my mom is in here, just my echo.
No, I'm here. I just like pretending to be an echo.
Mom, there you are. Hey, Mom, why is it so dark in this cave?
Oh, my friend and I are playing Guess What That Was. It's a game where you wander around in the dark, bumping into things and guessing what they are. Ooh, I think I just bumped into a duck. Now you try.
Okay. Yowt! I just bumped into something scaly with big, pointy teeth. And a fire-hot mouth. Yikes, did I just bump into a dragon?
Roar! Oh, hi.
You did. Helen, this is my dragon friend.
Dragon friend? Dragon, what are you doing here?
Honestly, I'm just here for the cookies.
Oh, the cookies. Great.
Helen, why are you so upset?
Well, I guess I was just hoping the dragon was somehow also here to tell me how to make a pizzeria.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm just here for the cookies.
Dragon.
And I'm also here to tell you how to make a pizzeria.
Good dragon.
This is fantastic. Hey, dragon. Do you make a pizzeria?
Well, there's lots of steps and it takes time, but Ellen, just you wait. If you follow my advice, your pizzeria will be great. First, you want to refine your idea and come up with a business plan.
My plan will be to serve great food at reasonable prices, too.
Now you're on your way to a pizzeria.
Well, that's a great first step. What's next?
Well, hold on to your hat. Purchase some insurance and then buy or rent the space. Picking a location which has lots of ample parking.
I'll pick a spot in the Newtown Square. There's free 2-hour parking there.
Now you're getting close to a pizzeria. Don't forget to register with the government and IRS for tax purposes.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay.
Now purchase your ingredients.
Tomatoes, cheese, toppings, dough.
Pick a catchy name.
Helen's Pizzeria.
And now. You need an oven to cook the pizza.
Oh, no. I don't have an oven. And I spent all the rest of my money on everything else.
I told you to come up with a business plan. That was like the second thing.
Dragon, isn't there something that you could do to help Helen?
Oh, come on. What am I going to do? Use my hot, hot fire breath to act as the oven for Helen's pizzeria saving the day?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, sure. I'll be your oven.
Hooray. it. We just made a pizzeria. Now we just need customers. Hey, everyone! Helen's Pizzeria is open for business.
Pizza?
Great.
I've never heard of that
pizzeria.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa! We just served over 1 million people!
Yeah, and it's only been a dozen hours. Oh, I feel like I could do this for 3 more years.
Happy birthday, dear Helen. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Helen, time to blow out your 28 candles.
That's right, 28 candles, because I'm 28 years old. Wait, what? I'm already 28 years old? Wow, time flies when you open a pizzeria.
It sure does.
Well, I love my pizzeria, and I love you too, Dragon.
Aw.
Ugh, if you love the dragon so much, Helen, why don't you marry it?
You know what? I will.
Wait, Helen, I...
Dragon, these past 3 pizza years with you have been the best 3 pizza years of my pizza life. Dragon, I want a pizza be with you for pizza ever. So what do you pizza say, Dragon? Will you pizza marry me?
Helen, I don't know what to say. I cannot imagine my life without you! Of course I'll marry you!
Greetings, everyone! We are gathered here today in this dark, dark cave that has actually been here next to the house the whole time to wed our daughter, Helen, to this dragon in pizza matrimony. Dragon, do you take Helen to be your pizza-wedded wife?
I do.
And Helen, do you take Dragon to be your pizza husband?
I do.
I now I'm sorry. Was that sarcastic?
No, dear. It was clearly genuine.
So now are you being sarcastic? So tell me again, what is sarcasm? I feel like I'm getting so close to it, but...
Yeah, super close.
Oh, well, thanks.
Anyway, by the powers vested in trees, I now pronounce you Pizza Helen and Pizza Husband Dragon. Helen, you may kiss the pizza.
Ow! Yum! Wow, I am so, so happy! I don't think I could ever be any more happy!
Happy birthday, dear!
It's time to blow out your 106 candles.
That's right. 106 candles because I'm 106 years old? What? Where has the time gone?
You've just been having so much fun making pizza with me, your dragon husband, that I guess it flew by.
Well, it's flown by too fast. That's it. I'm never making another pizza again. I'm gonna stop.
Wait, Helen. Stop making pizza? Then what will you do?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll call myself a wise man and give people a bunch of non-advice.
That's sarcasm. That's sarcasm, right? I finally got what sarcasm is.
Your dad's a real piece of work.
A piece of what? The end.
So, did you guess why I like that story so much? Yep, it's because I played the dragon! Yeah! Man, I had fun in that story. I think I'm just really good at playing lizards. You know what I mean? I also one time played an alligator in that story Fall in a Hole from the early years. Remember that one? Alligators are like dragons, right? Maybe we should play that one next. Nah, let's stick to dragons. Okay, one more dragon story coming up for you right after these quick words for the grown-ups.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. All right, let's get to today's final deep cut. This is a story that goes way, 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 way back to the early years, and it's called The Love Dragon. And I love this story because one of the actors in this story, the one who plays the minstrel that sings the song, his name in real life is Brendan O'Grady, and Brendan is one of the musicians that helps make almost every song you hear on the Story Pirates podcast. Yep. Every single song you hear that we do mostly has Brendan playing bass guitar or keyboards or some other random instruments. If you've ever listened to the credits, you've definitely heard his name. And this next story, back in the day, was one of the first times that Brendan ever took center stage playing a minstrel. And weirdly, Brendan's kind of a minstrel expert because he also played one years later in the very first story you heard on today's episode. Remember that minstrel in The Knight's Pet Dragon? Yeah, that's him too. I guess Brendan really found his niche, huh? So here's the story. From a kindergartner in Utah named Willow, it's The Love Dragon.
Ah, what a lovely day here in the Kingdom of Dragonshire.
Where mythical creatures rule the land.
I sure do love a good mythical creature.
All mythical creatures, that is, except...
Dragons!
Ah! Oh, seeing a dragon would certainly mean doom for all of us here in Dragonshire.
But the chances of running into a dragon here in Dragonshire are infinitesimally tiny. dragon.
Well, I would say that our chances of running into a dragon here are more like slim to none.
Well, I beg to differ. I think those chances are near impossible.
Aren't we saying the same thing?
We're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Ha! Ouch! You shoved me.
No, your body bounced off my outstretched hand.
Because you pushed me. You certainly are a deplorable boy.
Well, I think you are a despicable girl.
I'm shoving you.
No, I'm shoving you. Shove.
Ouch! Shove.
Ouch! Shove.
Ouch!
What's that enormous winged creature hovering above us in the sky?
It's me, a dragon. Who dares to fight in the kingdom of Dragonshire?
Oh, no! A dragon in Dragonshire?
What are the odds?
Run for your lives!
Hey, kids, what are you running for?
Our lives!
Well, that's a funny way to look at it.
Who is this long-haired old fellow?
I don't know, but he's wearing a tie-dyed T-shirt.
And he's carrying an acoustic guitar across the kingdom of Dragonshire. What say you, strange minstrel?
Why are you smiling and laughing in the face of a dragon?
Well, this dragon and I are good pals.
We sure are!
Aww.
Tell us more.
Well, I will tell you more in a song. I'll sing you a song of the love they love dragon. They say that she gives the best hugs. You'll see happy faces and puppy tails wagging when love dragon comes to spread love. A boy and a girl were out one day walking, but soon they got into a fight. They started pushing and nasty mean talking when love dragon flew into sight. A beautiful dragon alighted before them. The boy and the girl stopped in place. She opened her arms, smiled, and came toward them to give them a loving embrace.
Come and give us a hug!
Ah! When she hugged them so hard that she hugged their guts out, and their guts turned into love guts. And so even though their guts were all hugged out, they felt so loved and happy that they went on their way, hugging everyone they met for the rest of the day.
Whoa, that love dragon just hugged our guts out.
Now they're love guts. Thanks, love dragon.
Oh, when she hugs you
so hard
that she hugs your
guts out,
and your guts turn into
love guts.
They sure do. And even though your guts are all hugged out, you feel so loved and happy that you go on your way, hugging everyone you meet for the rest of the day. So you see what I'm talking about, kids?
Oh, we do.
You might be a strange old man,
but we like your style.
Figuratively, of course. Your taste in clothing is outdated and laughable.
Yes, maybe you'd like to check out the Banana Republic in Dragonshire Square.
Well, I'd love to.
Aww.
He said love.
Oh, you certainly know when you've had one. A hug from the lovely love dragon.
The end.
Wow, I hope all those people got their guts back inside their body. Oh, well. By the way, did you like the guts sound effect in that story? You see, that story was recorded back in the day when we didn't have that many sophisticated sound effects like we do now, and I just had that one guts sound effect loaded up on my computer, and I just pressed it over and over and over and over during the story. It never gets old! Okay, maybe it gets a little bit old. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with another episode of Story Pirates
Deep Cuts.
Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a dragon who has a very unusual job. Like, they're a big, huge, scary, scaly dragon, but they also have a job. And it's a job that might make you go like, what? Why would a dragon have that job? It's not a good job for a dragon, but it's kind of funny. As usual, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. And don't forget, we read and respond to every single story we get. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay creative and stay kind.